Alan Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Who's the rat who will cop out when there's commies all about?
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who locks us down while he spreads the virus round, importing illegals to your town?
Steve Sisolak, that's for sure, Jack.
Sisolak is a bad...
He's a bad commie governor.
Right on.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who's gonna lie when he looks you in the eye?
That's where he's at.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
He's a super rat.
Right on. I'm Fred Simon. I am a medical doctor. If you want the liberal madness to end, forget rhinos. Support me in the Republican primary for Nevada governor. Your courage can save Nevada. Volunteer, donate, learn more at simonforgovnv.com. We have to fight back.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You knew it was going to happen. Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona is now under fire. Martin Luther King III accused Kyrsten Sinema of siding with the legacy of the infamous segregationists by refusing to changed the filibuster. So they're now making this a racial thing, at least with Kyrsten Sinema. We'll see if that matters. Also, there are reports, media reports, that Joe Manchin is en route to the White House for a meeting with the president. We'll see how that thing goes. There's a lot to talk about. We got a busy half hour coming up. And then, of course, Wayne Allyn Root coming up at 3:05. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 2:32, I get a bird's eye view of what's happening on area freeways with our traffic cams. Moderate flows on the Beltway right now. You're moving along, but a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway. 215 westbound at Valley Verde. 215 east at St. Rose, but you're still moving along. Where the delays are happening right now, and it will continue for a while, is the construction zone on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. You know that bridge reconstruction work is going to be continuing throughout 2022, so get used to this as only two lanes are going to be available for some time.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Some schedule changes for UNLV basketball. They will still host Fresno State coming up on Friday night, but their game at San Diego State, which was scheduled for Tuesday, January 18th, that's been postponed because of COVID concerns at San Diego State. In its place, UNLV will now play San Jose State coming up next Monday. The UNLV women's basketball team, they are in action tonight as they are set to match up against Boise State. The Raiders continue to work on the practice field. They get ready for their playoff game in Cincinnati coming up on Saturday afternoon. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city.
Be a nice section.
She needs
there.
A robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've been reaching out all day for reaction to what the Supreme Court did. They shot down the Biden vaccine mandates. And I had a chance earlier to visit with Kash Patel. If you don't know who Kash Patel is, I guarantee you will recognize him because he's been all over cable news with his fight with the staff of the January 6th commission. But Kash Patel, I had a chance to visit with him earlier, and I asked him about the Supreme Court and shooting down the Biden vaccine mandates, and I asked him for his reaction.
Well, look, as a former federal prosecutor and a lawyer in numerous roles in government, you know, I predicted a while ago on my show, Cash's Corner, that this was going to be the outcome. It just had to get to the Supreme Court. In conjunction with this ruling, the Supreme Court also ruled that a number of Navy SEALs will not have to choose between being forced vaccinated or serving their country. They said that there was an injunction issued by a federal court. That's also on its way to the Supreme Court. So this decision about federal vaccine mandates on private businesses is a great step in law by the Supreme Court to support our fundamental rights under the Constitution, that you cannot be forced to be vaccinated, and you cannot be forced to be vaccinated with a vaccine that's less than a year old when you own a private business, and which causes your business to suffer if you don't follow the ruling of this administration. So I was glad to see it, but I think it's the first of many.
We don't have any reaction yet from the Biden administration, but do you think this will make them think twice about just unilaterally imposing their will on the American people like this?
No. They will probably double down. Knowing this administration, they'll try to issue other rulings, other administrative orders, other executive orders. Because remember, this one was done through OSHA, a federal law that was passed regarding overall health of the populace, and they'll probably get more creative and try to do it again and again and again, because that mandate is the will of the fake news media and the Democratic left, and that's the only thing other than January 6th is COVID is the only thing that they're running on in this midterm election cycle.
I want to ask you, the president was going to Capitol Hill today to talk with senators about the filibuster rule and about voting rights and different things like that they want to impose, maybe with a vote as early as Monday. What do you make of what's going on there? Is the president fighting a losing battle, you think?
Yeah, because, look, here's why, and I'm glad you brought this up. The filibuster issue is why Americans despise so much of Congress. Everyone on the Democratic side that is all of a sudden now for eliminating the filibuster, including Senate Leader Schumer and President Biden, all gave speeches on the Senate floor over in the past opposing the killing of the filibuster. Now they are doing it once again, switching sides, flipping their positions because the will of the fake news media and is what they want to appease and not the rights of the American people. So he can go up there, but the American people have called him out on it. And Kyrsten Sinema, to her credit, and Joe Manchin, to his credit, have said they don't want to support a move that kills the filibuster.
You have been right at the center of this January 6th commission. You are a former DOD official, and I've got to ask you, where do we stand on that? Are you testifying? Have you testified? And what is it they want to know from you?
So, yeah, I testified in December before the January 6th committee because I have always felt that, you know, part of service is your duty to let the American people know about your service when called upon by committees on Capitol Hill. I knew this committee's motivations were politically based, but I thought, let me give it a try anyway because it's part of my duty as a former civil servant. And not to my surprise or yours, I went in there, and I was interrogated for 5+ hours. And we spent the bulk of the time with the January 6th committee talking about Afghanistan, Somalia, Iraq, Gina Haspel, Mark Esper, memorandums having nothing to do with January 6th, and a whole host of other matters having nothing to do with January 6th.
That is shocking. So why did they waste your time? Why did they bring you in for 5 hours of testimony?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask them because I can't speak for them. But I think they're doing this all the, you know, so many, the scores of witnesses they're bringing, quote-unquote witnesses, scores of people they're bringing in because they're doing the one thing that should never happen, and that's politicize the national security apparatus of the United States of America. And all that does is hurt the American people. They want headlines. They want to appease the media. They want to make a show of it. And that's all they're doing. And at the end of the day, it cost me a fortune in lawyer's fees just to handle it the right way. And it doesn't allow for the American people to get the constitutional oversight from their Congress that they're supposed to get, like we gave them during the Russiagate investigation that I ran under Chairman Nunes.
Do you get a sense of what they were looking for? I mean, was there a piece of information they thought you had that maybe you didn't have?
You know, I thought, I can say this without getting into details of what I did say, was I've said before and after the same thing, that the Biden Inspector General's report from the Department of Defense said that we, under the Trump administration, did not obstruct or delay in our conduct regarding January 6th. That's the Biden Inspector General. Two, there's a timeline provided that's public from the Department of Defense that shows the workup to January 6th, and it shows the authorization by President Trump for the National Guard troops of 10 to 20,000 and the outright refusal in writing by Mayor Bowser and the United States Capitol Police to take up that authorization. Thus, we were not able to deploy and employ them prior to January 6th.
Again, Kash Patel joining us. He is more ill than I am today, believe it or not. And I'm the one with COVID. Oh my God! Let me just ask you though, this notion that this commission or committee isn't really legitimate. In fact, Kevin McCarthy yesterday said he's not going to go testify before them because they're illegitimate. Do you believe they're legitimate or illegitimate?
Look, that's a political fight for people in politics to have. I'm not in it. I think, as I've always said, constitutional oversight is important when done correctly. I don't believe it's being done correctly. It's a loss for the American people. And it's just unfortunate because I think the American people have a right to know what did transpire on January 6th from the Department of Defense and other agencies, what the failures were, if any, and how do we fix them going forward. That's the key to congressional oversight, is to address these types of issues, and it looks like we may never get there.
Are you disappointed that we are not talking as a part of this January 6th commission about Nancy Pelosi, her role, Mayor Bowser of D.C., because they had the yay nay option on whether to accept this 10 to 20,000 troops. Are you disappointed that's not getting any play at all on this commission?
I am, because it's part of the narrative, it's part of the story. Those are two major players involved in the January 6th incident. So I'm glad at fightwithcash.com with a K, we're putting up all the documents, all my interviews, including this one. I encourage people to go look at that timeline in the DOD Biden Inspector General report validating our conduct. I'm glad you and I are talking about it. But it's disappointing that this committee wouldn't want to focus on the hard facts of January 6th, at least when it relates to the Department of Defense's role in conduct, which were validated and proved. And I'm proud that we issued the fastest coal star to National Guard since World War II on that day when we finally received a request later on January 6th from Bowser and the Capitol Police to do so. So when called upon to act, we acted appropriately and swiftly. But they could have had us there earlier. They just chose not to.
Kash Patel, pretty sick guy. Really. Not feeling good today, but came in and agreed to be on the show. Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense, and he has testified before the January 6th commission. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, a not-so-veiled threat from Republicans to Democrats relative to the filibuster. You're not going to believe this. It's going to blow you away, I promise you, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Anymore.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com. Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey. While sound quality alone sets them apart from other hearing aids out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million adjustments, and you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. In business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. Call 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I thought something that was just phenomenal was yesterday in the United States Senate. Is John Cornyn, a senator from Texas, with a not-so-veiled threat to essentially blow up the filibuster if Democrats try and force this issue on Monday. that this is something that Democrats may rue the day they did this, similar to what they did with Harry Reid and Supreme Court justices. That's why you have 6-3 Supreme Court decisions. This was John Cornyn yesterday. It's cut three, and this is on the floor of the United States Senate.
Our colleagues seem to have been blinded by the possibility of short-term victories, and they're ignoring the longer-term repercussions. Because in the Senate, what goes around comes around. Let's say that Democrats muster enough support to take a wrecking ball to the Senate rules. They blow up the rules and pass this so-called election bill with only 50 votes plus the tie-breaking vote of the vice president. They'd likely spend the rest of the year checking other items off of their radical wish list. This idea about a carve-out for one kind of bill is just malarkey, to use the president's term. And they would clearly use this to craft new laws to curb Second Amendment rights, expand access to abortion, and decimate important industries in the United States like the oil and gas industry. At the same time, the president is asking for Vladimir Putin and OPEC to pump more oil because the price of gasoline has gone through the roof. Well, our colleagues like the sound of that, eliminating the filibuster, but they aren't prepared for what inevitably would come next. The great genius of our system and of our country is that power is not absolute. And ultimately, all power lies in the hands of we the people. And we are all directly accountable to the people we represent. If voters reject Democrats' power grab and hand Republicans a Senate majority, Democrats would, if they were successful today or tomorrow, have zero impact on the legislative process. You could just ignore Democrats and plow your way to a certain result. They would have no way of stopping legislation they absolutely abhor from becoming law. And the states they represent, represented by Democratic senators, those senators would be irrelevant. Think about that. All of us worked hard to get here. All of us are proud of the fact our voters elected for us to represent them in this most august body known on the planet. But if you happen to be in the minority under the current position taken by the president and the majority leader and our Senate Democratic friends, almost all of them, those senators elected in blue states would have zero impact. They might as well not even show up.
I see. Now that is the great argument that Republicans have, and I hope they use it some more. Now, really and truly, stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress. Congress.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt and a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. Or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy West.